Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. Now they start talking.
Posted on the Woody and Jim Facebook page if you want to see it. Kind of made us sad. Demolition of Rivergate Mall. And they actually taking down the actual giant facade that said Rivergate Mall. And
yeah.
Had it crumble to the ground.
They have been saying, like, oh, we're going to get rid of Rivergate Mall for years. Yeah. And we were like, oh, that stinks. But then it never really happened. This is that final proof.
Yeah, where it really feels real now.
The closure that we needed. But I don't think we needed it. We don't like it.
No.
We don't want to go to that mall. Like, here's the thing is, like, we didn't want the mall to go away. We also didn't want to go there anymore.
Right.
So we understand.
It's like a double-edged sword. It's like, that's like when a restaurant closes. Oh, that's too bad. Did you ever go there? No.
Yeah, I haven't been there in 20 years. Oh, it closed. I wonder why.
Oh, brick and mortar. It's so sad.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
With an abundance of caution yesterday, they had to halt construction of the new Nissan Stadium and evacuate everyone because somebody sent a text. Some guy from Robertson County was in Alabama and sent a text saying he was from Saudi Arabia and there was a bomb that was going to go off at the new stadium between 6 a.m. and noon. At least it gave him a time schedule.
Gave him a window, like the guy who's going to show up to fix your dryer.
Yeah. But there was no bomb and they caught the guy. So yeah, he just wanted a day off.
What's wrong with people? Oh my God!
Yeah.
Remember Knight Rider, the TV show from the 1980s?
Of course.
It was kind of the Waymo of its day. It was an AI sentient car that solved crimes and saved the day. It's also apparently out there committing crimes these days. There's a version of Kit, a museum piece, Black Trans Am. In a museum just outside of Chicago, they got a ticket from New York City saying it was speeding down one of the roads in New York. It hasn't left the museum in years.
Wow.
Or has it? That's the question. Okay, is it a screw-up from the New York City traffic ticket system? Or is it like Night at the Museum? And Kit is leaving at night, going out, jetting off to New York, speeding through the streets, and then quickly getting back to the museum before people show up the next day.
We need to question David Hasselhoff. See what his can he verify his where he was?
Does he have an alibi?
Yes. Hey, if you're looking for something to do this weekend in my little town of Murfreesboro, the Rutherford County 250th Celebration of America. Don't tell them it's 2 months too early.
It's all right. They're just excited. What are they doing?
Of course, Rubik's Groove, one of our favorite throwback bands. They're going to be playing at the City Park next to the Oaklands Mansion. It's free to the public. Should be a lot of fun. Going to be a little bit warm, so make sure you dress accordingly. It should
hydrate.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Big weekend all over Middle Tennessee for high school and college graduations. And this is the most important day of your life that you'll never remember again. We were just talking about graduations, how, you know, of course, we graduated in the 1900s.
A few years ago.
Yeah. And we were just talking about how we both had the same memory of high school graduation of like.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, posing with our parents for a picture, maybe, you know, relatives that came from out of town. And then just wondering, where's the parties at?
I don't remember 1 second of my graduation ceremony. I couldn't tell you what the inside of the place looked like. I couldn't tell you what anybody said, what I did. I can only remember the picture in my robe with my parents,
yes,
the graduation gown, and then trying to find out from all of my friends, where's the party?
Where's the party?
Is Rhonda's parents going to be home? Are we having the party at her house? Yeah. Who's having a party?
I remember this dates me, but I graduated high school in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Northside High School. Go Redskins, before it was politically incorrect. And then, after that, we all went up to the lake to drink slow gin, which I had to look up, said, do they still make that? It's like a syrupy cherry. It's like cough syrup.
That's why I think like young people start with that, because it's kind of like
it almost tastes like candy
of alcohol. Yeah. But then you usually probably get sick on it.
Yeah.
And then you never
then
want
you
it
never
again.
Want to drink it again.
And you don't see it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I remember everybody at the after prom coming in looking like vampires because I had red lips from drinking slow gin in the parking lot.
But it was Vampire Diaries before it was cool.
But kids, don't do that.
Who went to your graduation? Like, actually attended when you got your diploma?
Well,
anybody?
My parents were there. I remember my dad. My parents were already divorced by the time I graduated high school. So he came in and, just grumbled, next to my mom. And then after I got my diploma, then he walked out into the lobby outside and smoked until we were all done.
Lucky bastards.
He was a good guy.
At least he got to walk out.
Yeah, he got to walk out. Of course, it's been about a month and a half since we've had the Waymos on the roads.
And it's been interesting. People have a lot of instances of them doing weird things out on the road.
Just stopping in the middle of intersections and holding up traffic.
Some weird stuff happening in Atlanta. They also have Waymos. And apparently, when they don't have any passengers, they just keep driving around. They don't park anywhere.
They just wander around.
And in one neighborhood in Atlanta, they all wandered into the same street and then just kept driving around in what was kind of like a cul-de-sac, so a little circle at the end of the road.
Driverless taxi parade.
Yes. They said up to 50 of them came within the early morning hours between like 6 and 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And then so residents said, well, how do we get them to not be constantly circling?
Yeah.
And
who do you complain to for a driverless car?
They put out one of those kind of plastic sandwich board signs that is somebody that says, like, stop, kids at play. And they actually respected that sign.
Well, so they were able to see the sign and obey it. Wow.
But then there was a traffic jam from everything behind that sign.
Because they all stopped.
There's just this row of white Waymo vehicles trying to, like, now they can't get out from each other.
Yeah, and people can't get out of their driveways because it's all blocked by all the Waymo cars.
Yeah. So our friend Big Joe Dubin over at 102.5 The Game, he said that Waymos are the worst thing since pedal taverns. I hate to be the guy who always sticks up for the robots, but I'm going to do it. I'll take circling Waymos going 10 miles an hour over a paddle tavern going 1 mile an hour because one girl is pedaling for the other 11.
And the rest of them are just busy, singing Wagon Wheel and going, woo!
Yeah, and until a Waymo starts going, woo! Wearing cowboy boots and a bridal veil.
Yeah.
I'll take the Waymo 10 times out of 10.
You're less likely to go buy a Waymo with you might be hit by a random red solo cup from somebody doing flip cup on a pedal tavern.
At least they're quiet.
Yes.
Let's reward them for that.
That's right.
Give them their due.
Woody and Jim in the morning. We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? Contact them at localtreefellers.com. Stephanie in Murfreesboro, David in Goodlettsville, ready to go at it. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you guys. Here's a question for Stephanie first. What's the thing you lose the most?
Somehow my phone.
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah.
My wife, too. She's always asking me, can you call my phone?
I've literally been on my phone looking, talking to someone, and had to look for it. And I'm like, yeah.
David, what's the thing that you lose the most?
Well, let's see. I was going to say weight because I lost like 100 and some pounds, a couple years ago and all that kind of stuff.
That's amazing.
But today I'm going to say it would be my life because it's my wife's birthday. And if I don't win this, I'm going to be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We got to win. Let's go.
So he's got to win.
All right.
He needs the journey tickets.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you. We start with a multiple choice question. Here we go. Stephanie, in the Indiana Jones movies, does Indy famously hate bugs, snakes, or birds?
Snakes.
Snakes is right. Good start.
It. All right, David. Lady Gaga, RuPaul, or Madonna? Who is the godmother of Elton John's two sons? Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yes, it is Lady Gaga.
Right,
I was going to give you all three, but you don't need it.
Well done.
It's all tied up.
All right, Stephanie. What defensive baseball player is in the field between second and third base?
Shortstop.
Shortstop. Okay.
All right, you guys are on it. David, the wine glasses on Love Island are not transparent. What color are they?
Red.
Red?
They are not red.
No.
They are white.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the color of the purity that is exhibited on that show.
Yes. All right. We have the last set of questions, and both of you still have your screws left. Stephanie, what do they call the foam on top of a poured beer?
The head.
That's right.
Okay.
Stephanie has won. There's no way David can come back. She has a perfect score. David, so sorry. We enjoyed getting to know you right before the end of your life because you didn't win for your wife.
Like, he didn't even give me a chance.
You had a chance. You just didn't win.
It was tough. Those were tough questions.
She went perfect.
She was perfect.
Yeah.
Good job, Stephanie. You earned the victory. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. It's supposed to be a gorgeous day to continue this week that has been phenomenal.
Been really nice this week.
But then this weekend, the heat and humidity come back. Oh, no. And I was just hit people with like, oh, it's going to be great. Oh, here's some bad news.
Yeah, good news, bad news.
Have you heard about the boomer bad news drop? It's the concept, I guess, anybody who's not of the boomer generation has complained about this. And once you hear about it, you go, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So the boomer bad news drop is when you get a phone call or text from somebody older than you that just starts with some terrible news out of context. Like, that, you just get a text that just shows, oh, mom just texted me. She said, he's gone.
He's gone.
Or you answer, hello. Yeah, Uncle Skip's platelet count is really bad. He's only got a few weeks. It's like, they just skip right past all the pleasantries and, like, no ramping up to the bad news. They just drop it to you like you were waiting for it, like you'd asked for it.
That actually makes sense because I've had texts from people that, you know, they can't wait to tell you when somebody dies.
Right.
You know, or even if it's some random, like, hey, that guy from Revenge of the Nerds died. Did you hear about that? I'm kind of like, who?
How about hello? Or how are you? How are you doing today?
There are people who just can't wait to give you a text obituary from somebody you don't even know.
Instead of greetings, why don't you just tell me about Uncle Skip's prostate? Yeah. So, don't be the boomer bad news drop giver.
At least give some pleasantries before. Like, isn't it nice outside? And by the way, the guy from Revenge of the Nerds died. Did you hear about that?
Let's work up to the death, okay?
Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Woody and Jim in the morning. We love hearing from you, our wonderful radio family.
Got a message from Leanne in Rockville. She said she's one of those bad news text droppers. Where she'll just text somebody out of the blue. She says, the first thing I'll say is, did you hear about so-and-so dying? That's number two in recent deaths.
Ooh.
You know, they come in three. Who's next?
Who's the third shoe to drop? People are complaining about Walmart. Of course, Walmart used to be open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was something on the Murfreesboro Facebook group.
Yeah. They said, I remember a day when Walmart, you could walk in at 2 a.m. and buy a rifle and a live lobster.
But no more. If you go to Walmart at 2 a.m. now, it's just Nothing going on.
It's closed.
It's closed. There's nobody in there.
Yeah, it's not. I can't say it was always a pleasurable experience.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was always interesting.
We would actually end up in Walmart in the middle of the night because we would go in and buy stuff on the way to work.
Right. If we had something to do on the radio show at 3 a.m., we'd stop by Walmart to pick it up.
Right.
Actually, one time we did a contest where people had to sing while we would try to distract them. So I actually did stop and buy a live lobster at Walmart at 3 o'clock in the morning, and somebody had to sing a song standing in a cardboard box, and we put a lobster in there with their feet. Which, you know, it was interesting.
Good times.
But, yeah, but I remember going at 3 o'clock in the morning at Walmart and having to find the guy that had the key to the lobster tank.
It was always the most people of Walmart time to watch them. You would see people, you're going, okay. Why is this family with, you know, a 3-year-old, an 8-year-old, and an 11-year-old shopping at 3:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually probably not a good thing.
Right. And, you know, they have a 2-year-old drinking Mountain Dew in line at the
out of a baby bottle.
Yeah. In the one line that was still open. Of course, at least, you know, they're not open 24 hours a day, but they still are holding on to their, you know, their pledge to only have one cashier open all the time.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
With an abundance of caution yesterday, they had to halt construction of the new Nissan Stadium and evacuate everyone because somebody sent a text. Some guy from Robertson County was in Alabama and sent a text saying he was from Saudi Arabia and there was a bomb that was going to go off at the new stadium between 6 a.m. and noon. At least it gave him a time schedule.
Gave him a window, like the guy who's going to show up to fix your dryer.
Yeah. But there was no bomb and they caught the guy. So yeah, he just wanted a day off.
What's wrong with people? Oh my God!
Yeah.
Remember Knight Rider, the TV show from the 1980s?
Of course.
It was kind of the Waymo of its day. It was an AI sentient car that solved crimes and saved the day. It's also apparently out there committing crimes these days. There's a version of Kit, a museum piece, Black Trans Am, in a museum just outside of Chicago, they got a ticket from New York City saying it was speeding down one of the roads in New York. It hasn't left the museum in years.
Wow.
Or has it? That's the question. Okay, is it a screw-up from the New York City traffic ticket system? Or is it like Night at the Museum? And Kit is leaving at night, going out, jetting off to New York, speeding through the streets, and then quickly getting back to the museum before people show up the next day.
We need to question David Hasselhoff. See what his, can he verify his where he was?
Does he have an alibi?
Yes. Yesterday, they announced the NFL schedule, including our own Tennessee Titans. I guess we start the preseason as the new coach will be facing his old team on the first game, playing San Francisco.
All right.
Yeah.
And for then, a game that doesn't count.
Yes, for a game that doesn't count. The first game that actually counts this year, we're going to be hosting the New York Jets. So there's a good chance we might win because they suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could we start the season undefeated?
I like that they've paired us up with somebody who maybe even had a worse year last year than we did.
Because, you know, the Titans are kind of like that, you know, that guy that got picked last in gym class.
Yeah.
So they paired him up to the other guy that got picked last.
I guess we'll take him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we'll be cautiously optimistic. You know, there's no way we could be worse this year. Well, okay, forget what I said.
We won 3 games. There's a possibility of winning 0.
Or we could win all of them.
Yeah.
That's what the fans are saying.
That's the false hope we need.
Yeah, that's what it is. What are we doing this weekend?
I think I'm going to be doing some outdoor stuff today before the heat comes.
It's supposed to get really hot tomorrow and Sunday, yeah.
And then I'm going to hit up at least a couple of movies. One is The Sheep Detectives with Hugh Jackman, which is
hearing really good things about
supposed to be just a great feel-good movie.
Yeah.
And I also want to go see a horror movie called Obsession, which I'm just hearing is supposed to be phenomenal.
Very cool. Tomorrow I'm going to be down at the Square in Murfreesboro. They're having the big Gallagher Festival, which has nothing to do with the guy with the watermelons. It's actually a guitar shop, and that's a music thing. Plus, Rubik's Groove is going to be playing about 2 o'clock in the afternoon over at the City Park next to the Oakland's Mansion. So
that's a great thing to do.
That. Have a little throwback weekend. It'll be fun. Catch you back here Monday morning. We'll have Woody and Jim Jokoff and all the other silliness with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.